This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of Thursday, August 8th, 2013, convening at 8:46 p.m. Eastern, 5:46 p.m. Pacific. Summer Reese, Chair. Heather Gray, Vice Chair. Richard Uzzell, Secretary. Mr. Secretary, could you call the roll, please? And this is a continuation meeting. Thank you.
And Heather, are you there? Can I see people?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Somebody's breathing out.
I know, we haven't started yet, and they're tired.
Okay, Edward Steaker?
I'm here.
You are here? Good.
Brian is here.
Thank you, Brian. Good. Rosenberg? Can't hear you.
Here.
Thank you. Wilkinson?
Here.
Thank you. Diaz? Can't hear you. Gaines?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Norman?
Present.
Okay. Diaz? Can't hear you, Diaz. Breton?
Here.
Thank you. Frumshill?
Present.
Thank you. Medina? Can't hear you, Brenda. Reese? Summer
North? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Reese? Yeah, I'm present. Thank you.
Alan? Present. I can hear you, Teresa. Molinar? Can't hear you, guys. Mitchell? Can't hear you. Please just come on. Hello?
Yes. Hi, this is Tracy. I'm just letting you know that I joined the call. Sorry to be a bit late.
I got you. We're doing roll call.
Okay.
Burton?
Present.
Thank you. Bowman?
Here.
Thank you. Robert?
Present.
Thank you. Baba? Hey, there you might have been. She back? Do you expect to see you?
We think next time.
Okay.
No, she's still out of the country.
Yeah. They call it. Gray?
Here.
Thank you. Lane Ewers? And Paul Salvador?
Here.
Thank you. Madam Chair, you have a floor.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Brenda from KPFK. I just wanted to make sure that I was on the roll.
That's Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
This is Benito. I just got here. Excuse me for being late.
Hi, Benito.
Okay,
thank you.
Good night, everybody. Or good evening, everybody.
Good night, not yet.
Yeah, not yet. Not by a long shot.
Not by a long shot. Okay. This is a continuation meeting, and we have minutes approval, which had been postponed from the last meeting, for the open session minutes of June 27th, 2013, and July 11th, 2013. Mr. Secretary, were those...
excuse me, Madam Chair. Were there any excuse asked?
I did not receive any. Have you received any?
I have muted.
Okay. Thank you.
Are we getting ready to do the agenda approval?
Well, it's a continuation meeting. So there really
I'd like to add
right.
Something to the agenda.
In that same space, even though we approved our agenda, I realize it would have to be a two-thirds to do it. But I'm going to move that the number 3E, the Finance Committee report, be moved up to 3A. That's the KPFC
okay.
Budget. And
under committee reports?
We need to get approved by this one.
A, B, C, D, E. E. Okay, so it's 3E that you want to move up to 3A. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
Is that
Lydia? Hold on first. Let me see if there's a second, please. Is there a second?
Yes.
Carolyn, I'll second that.
Carolyn Burden seconds. Thank you, Carolyn. Yes, Lydia.
Yes, and I'd like to add the Governance Committee motions on the timelines because of the extraordinary circumstances in terms of we're at the last end of the year that we can make either bylaws amendments or the elections, put those on the agenda. I understand that it would take a two-thirds vote, but I that's my motion.
Where are you asking to place them on the agenda, Lydia?
At the beginning of the agenda.
I'm sorry, when?
Yes, as the first item of business on the agenda.
Okay, after minutes but before new business?
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, it is new business, but isn't the first item new business?
Right. Are you asking to make it the first item under item
of new business? Yes.
New business. Okay. So that would make it A under Roman numeral 2. Is there a second to that?
I second that. This is Brenda.
Brenda Medina seconds. We have two motions on the floor.
May I comment on that?
And Serene for the staff also.
Sure. Richard and Serene. Go ahead, Richard.
I don't think anybody has a copy of those motions. They came to me yesterday late, and one of them is a motion about the bylaws and stuff, and nothing in there is pressing. The first date that things start being acted with this is the 1st of September. We have another meeting on the interweaved on August 22nd. And then the second one is about election timelines. And the first thing that's timely there is September 1st. And our meeting on the 22nd would be plenty of time for that. And the other two are not timely at all. There's four of them. I don't know what
First, let us see if... Okay, so you're saying some of them are not timely? Is that what you're...
And then I would like to motivate, Madam Chair.
Certainly. Let me go to Serene first. Let's handle this in an orderly fashion because I'm going to take Serene's comment, and then I'm going to go back to the first motion that was made. We'll deal with that one, and then we'll go to this one. Serene, go ahead, please.
Yeah, no, thanks. I actually wanted to be recognized with regard to amending the agenda, so I know there are already two on. I just want to be
okay.
On afterwards on
that. I'll come back around to you then, okay? All right. So why don't we go ahead and take the first item, which was motivated, and if you wish to motivate it, Richard, you just actually went ahead and said it, which is to move the Finance Committee report, which is currently E under Roman numeral 3, to move it up to item A under Roman numeral 3, which is committee reports. Richard, do you want to motivate that?
It should be a quick item. It's just we need to approve the KPFC budget. We need to get budget approved. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Everything to amend a continuation agenda requires a two-thirds vote. Is there any objection to this proposed amendment?
I have a question for that agenda item.
Is that Serene?
No, this is Brenda.
I'm sorry, Brenda. Go ahead, please.
My question is, did we get, after the National Finance Committee meeting, did they make any changes to the KPFP budget? Because I know I had received one a couple weeks back, but I don't know if there was any changes made by the NFC and if we were resent that updated budget.
Thank you, Brenda. Let me pass it to the NFC
Tracy
chair
the
so she can, yeah, so the chair can respond. Go ahead, Tracy.
The KPFT budgets that you were sent both came from me. They both came from the National Finance Committee. They contain exactly the same information. There was one change made, and we will explain that during the presentation of the budget. It was not a contentious change.
Thank you. Is there any opposition to moving this up on the agenda?
I'm sorry, where is he trying to move it to?
Where is he moving it to?
I will repeat again. It's currently item E under Roman numeral 3. The proposal is to move it to item A under Roman numeral 3. Roman numeral 3 is committee reports. It's to make it the first committee report.
I object.
I'm sorry, you object?
Yes.
Okay. let us go to a vote, please, because the one thing that's supposed to happen with a continuation meeting is not 45 minutes of agenda approval. So let's just try to vote on each of these things, please. All right. So, Mr. Secretary, if you could call the roll, please. This is on moving the Finance Committee report section with the KPFT budget up from Roman numeral 3E to Roman numeral 3A under committee reports. If you support that, vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Please call the roll.
Okay. Resign.
Abstain.
Abstain. Cruncho?
Yes.
Yes. Medina? I can't hear you, Brenda.
Okay. I'm going to take some of that back because there's
a share.
I voted no, Richard.
Okay, no. Oh, okay. I got it. Alan? Colin R? Mitchell? Giselle, yes. Burton?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Robert?
No.
No. Baba?
Mm-hmm.
Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart? Edward Speaker. Henry Bryant. Abstain. Okay. Rosenberg.
Yes.
Yes. Siegel.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Abstain. Abstain.
Abstain. Diaz.
Abstain.
Abstain. King.
Abstain.
Abstain. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Stitt. Seven. One. Six. 716.
Okay. The motion passes.
I got 6-2.
There were two no's.
Two no's?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Robert,
I'm sorry, I had only one.
You're right, Doreen and Brenda.
Okay. It was two. Doreen and Brenda.
Yeah,
Thank you. 626, is that correct?
726.
Okay, thank you. The motion carries and moves up from item E to A under Roman numeral 3. Thank you. Now we'll entertain the next motion, which was to put, Lydia, is it correct, all of the governance committee motions rather than under committee reports, but to put them up under new business, but it's the totality of four governance committee motions. Is that correct?
That's correct, and we can refer the other two. My primary interest is the two timelines. One, the bylaws timeline, and my interest in that is to reduce the quorum for the elections, which will reduce the cost for the elections. But, you know, that's a separate issue. But in order for that to be realized, since it's a quorum issue, that it would need to be realized because both and the voting for that would end December 31st, or could go till December 31st, which with the election time frame would also take us to December 31st when the ballots would be counted. So, and certainly the bylaws we can consider later. I mean, I have enough directors for that particular, from both sides, for that particular bylaws amendment, but it would be good if other people have others to have that pass, but to have it concretized, because listeners are, you know, wondering about everything, about the elections. And with that election, and as we develop the cost, let's say we pass the election timeline, but then factoring in and removing the quorum issue, or reducing the quorum at least, would affect the total cost, in particular for some of the stations that traditionally don't make quorum or have difficulties.
Well, I'm not sure how that would be. But you can probably argue that when you get to the motion, if it gets on the agenda.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I can argue it only because the case has been made and it, accurately, that when you extend an election due to lack of quorum, obviously it costs more staff time with the local and national election supervisors, as it did last time. So remedying the quorum.
Well, I'm saying, Lydia, rather than arguing the motions, that's not really what
you asked.
Or just in terms of the timeliness, I understand you're arguing the timeliness.
You asked. No, I'm saying you asked or I wouldn't have. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Is there anyone opposed to this motion?
Yes.
Or wishes to speak against it or anything of that nature? Yes? Is that Richard?
Richard.
Go ahead.
These things are worth looking at, and these are long, complicated motions. None of them are pressing before our next meeting on the 22nd. So we should have the election was the first date that it shows is September 1 for starting opening nomination. And we've got plenty of time to look. Green just takes the time to stand it and then come back at a regular meeting for 40 seconds. We have plenty to do tonight. There are three other government motions ahead of this already on the agenda. We need to get to work on.
We can't hear you, Richard. You're dropped off. Richard?
You can't hear me?
Now you're a little better, but you were cutting in and out a bit. You had a kind of bad connection there.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just saying that the first date that is listed in these is September 1, and we have another meeting on the 22nd. These are long motions, and they're very complicated. They're probably both well worth dealing with, but they're long and complicated. And if the first date that is pressing on these, which would be when candidate, whatever you call that, would be open on September 1st, I think we have plenty of time to do it next week, and I mean a week after next. And we have a lot to do tonight. We already have three governance motions ahead of this one. Rather than just trying to load everything up with governance motions, we need to work on what we've got. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so if no one objects, we'll go ahead and go to a vote on this. Again, it requires a two-thirds majority because this is a continuation meeting. If you support moving the governance committee motions, the four of them as a group, up to A under Roman numeral 2, new business, and so that would be directly after minutes approval and essentially would be the first thing on the agenda, then vote yes, and if you do not, then vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Okay. Gray. Can't hear you, Heather.
Okay.
Lane. Somebody's in the world. Okay. Lane, you Edward Seeker?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
Sorry, Richard. I'm here. I vote no.
Okay, no. Siegel?
Yes.
No. Yes. Yes. Wilkinson? Margie, can't hear you.
Uh-oh. Can you hear me now?
If that's Margie, I can't,
I'm sorry. Somehow I got myself put on mute.
No,
I vote yes.
Thanks. Dia?
Yeah.
Yes? King?
I'm here.
No, how do you vote on adding these motions to the...
I think I'm here, so I abstain.
Abstain, okay. Norman?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Stid?
Abstain.
Oh, you're there. Okay, cool.
I am. I just got a lot of things.
All right. Welcome. Brazan?
Yes.
Yes. Crumshow?
Crumshow, no.
No? Okay. Medina?
vote yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Alan? Can't hear you, Teresa, if you're there. Polinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Mitchell? Can't hear you, Nancy. Richard? No. Pardon?
No.
No. Coleman?
No.
No. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Baba? Gray?
I'm sorry, I was stopped off there for a minute, Richard, but I'm voting no.
Okay, no. And Lane Ewart?
Somebody playing marbles.
It's 8-6-2.
The motion fails. Thank you.
I'm sorry, okay. That's a two-thirds vote. The votes did not pass.
That's correct. And I didn't get that, so we're done here. Okay.
Clarification?
Yes.
Did we have the previous motion passed? Because I thought I heard that it passed, but...
Yes, it did pass.
Because it didn't pass with two-thirds majority.
Yeah, it certainly did. It was 6-2-6, 7-2-6. You don't count abstentions. I don't care what anybody says. We'll go read Robert's Rules of Order. They don't count. It's yeses and noes. Abstaining
yeah, but 7 versus 6 is only...
7 versus 2. Brenda, Mr. Secretary, the member was not hearing the vote count when you called it. Would you mind giving the count for the prior vote as well, please, so that's clarified?
It was 7 yeses, 2 noes, and 6 abstentions.
Thank you. As I said, 7-2-6.
Yes, because if that's the case, then it isn't a two-thirds a majority. It's barely a majority.
7-2 is not two-thirds?
Yeah, no, it's no. Not two-thirds. 7 versus 6.
Yeah. 6 was the abstention.
No, no, 6 were the abstentions.
That's the order when you call, when you read the vote is yeses, noes, abstentions. It's always the same, regardless of the numbers. Yes, no, abstention. So 7-2-6 is 7 yes, 2 no, 6 abstention.
Yes,
no
I understand
more than
that. So that means that it was out of a total of 15 votes, correct?
Yeah. It doesn't work that way. If you go
okay,
and read
even
Robert's
if it
rules
was
of order,
out of
it's yeses,
votes?
Two noes, not abstentions.
Majority,
don't
so it
count.
Does not pass.
Two-thirds of those present and voting.
Those an abstention is not casting a vote. It is abstaining from
I understand
from
that. I understand
and
that.
7-2 is two-thirds.
My issue is if it does require a two-thirds majority in order to change the agenda,
I will make a ruling of the chair because I've read Robert's Rules of Order. It's a two-thirds majority of those who cast.
Can we just move on, please?
No, apparently the member is
challenging the.
There we go. So I'm going to make a ruling.
The total of two-thirds. If that is not two-thirds of the vote,
no.
To change the agenda.
It's okay. Everyone is entitled to their opinion. It is a free country, and that's why we vote on it. So the ruling of the chair is 7-2 is two-thirds anywhere, and Robert's Rules of Order makes it quite clear that abstaining is not casting a vote, so it is two-thirds of those who voted, and 7 is well more than two-thirds. It's more than three-quarters. The ruling of the chair is that is a passed vote. If you'd like to challenge the ruling of the chair, please feel free to do so. Are you challenging the ruling of the chair, Brenda?
No, I'm not. I just wanted the vote clarified on the screen.
Okay, thank you. No problem. Okay, first motion passed, second motion failed. Serene, you had a motion for amending the continuation agenda because we've really only been at this 40 minutes on this continuation. So, anyway.
That's 40 minutes, quite. But I wanted to move the election committee motion that was sent, I don't know, before the governance committee motion. I don't remember exactly what day. With regard to status checks and so forth, because that's rather urgent. And that actually conforms with what you had promised to do by this meeting, so it covered quite nicely. And I'd like to move it to the first item in
I'm sorry.
That's under, I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, go ahead. Where did you want to move it?
Under as A, under Roman numeral 2.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what did I promise to do by this meeting? I apologize, I didn't hear you quite well.
You promised that you would have posted the hire notice, the job notice for the
gotcha.
NES, and that's part of this motion, so.
Okay, very good. And that is the elections, what is that, elections committee report? Where are we on elections? I'm just looking for it on the agenda. So the one that is
3A.
Currently on 3A, well, actually now finance is 3A,
really 3B,
so it would be 3B now. And you wish it to move it to 2A, is that correct, Serene?
Right, I'm speaking in particular about the motion that was sent to us earlier this week, because I think that committee met whatever day it was. I'm sorry, I'm in such a time warp here.
Are you asking to move the elections committee report?
I'm asking.
What?
Oh, no, there was a motion sent to me yesterday or day before yesterday, and Serene is asking for it to be added to the agenda. And
okay,
I don't have
know.
That wording.
Serene, do you have the wording of the motion that you're asking to move? Because it's not on the agenda to be moved, so it's really just...
There was quite a bit of discussion about it.
I understand, but you're making the motion, so
I can try to get to it. I can try to sign on and get to it, but that would cause an unnecessary delay. Is anyone unfamiliar with the motion about the
It status? Doesn't matter whether we're familiar or not. We're streaming an open meeting. You have to say what the motion is that you wish to put in that place
Among
on the agenda.
Other things, it asks that the ED update us on the status of the e-voting. A report was due, I think, in May on the status of the mailing of the postcards and your direction to the GMs about that. About the NES hire that I just mentioned, and there might have been a fourth thing as part of the status check, but I don't remember offhand. But I would refer everyone to the written motion while I get there.
Okay, and I believe the motion regarding doing a mailing wasn't passed in May. That was passed very recently.
No, I said the e-voting report was
Chair,
due in May.
I have the motion.
Thank you. Could you read it, Ms. Medina, please?
Sure. So the motion is... the Elections Committee requests a status update from the PMB regarding implementation by management of the motion sent to the PMB by the Elections Committee and passed by the PMB at its July 11th meeting, in parentheses, regarding directing the IED to have GMs do mailings and clean up the membership list, direct the IED to post the opening for the NES forthwith, and that's the National Election Supervisor, and mandating that the 2013 elections for LSB go forward in some form. The Elections Committee also requests a status update on research carried out by directors on e-voting providers, which the PMB set as due back by May 9th. And that means that we had passed something regarding e-voting on May 9th. If further work is needed to implementing the e-voting, such as drafting an RFP, the Elections Committee and its working group are available.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Okay, and Ms. Roberts, you're asking to move that up to item 2A. Is that correct?
That's correct. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Benito.
Benito seconds. Thank you. Is there a discussion? Do you wish to motivate, Serene?
Thanks. Not much to say, except we do have to have elections. We do need to have an NES in place. Clearly, we're not going to have them in place 3 months before nominations open. But all of this is stuff that is past due and crucial if we are to actually have elections where costs are minimized and people's ability to participate is maximized, which I assume is our interest.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. Anyone opposed or wish to speak on this in terms of movement on the agenda? Okay.
No.
Okay. Do you wish to speak on that, or shall we simply take a vote?
Vote.
Okay, let's go to a vote. Thank you. Again, 2/3 vote. If you support moving this up as essentially the first item of business after minutes approval, then vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. Thank you.
Okay. Edward Steaker. Brian? Can't hear you, Brian. Rosenberg?
I'm going to vote no.
No. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson?
Pass.
Who's that?
Can you hear me now? Pass.
Who's that, Dan?
Yes.
how did you vote?
I passed.
Wilkinson?
Could somebody take their TV off, please?
Dan, can you mute your phone, please? Wilkinson?
Dan, we don't know if it's Dan. Just keep going.
No, we can't keep going when it's disturbing us.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Dan, but there's a lot of noise somewhere.
Thank you. Wilkinson. Margie? Can't hear you. Diaz?
Yeah.
Yes. King?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, you can hear. How do you vote? Lizette, how do you vote on that?
I said yes. I'm sorry, I said yes.
Okay. Norman?
Sorry.
Yes.
Sid?
Yes.
Yes. Razan?
Yes.
Trumcho?
No.
Medina?
Did you hear my vote, Richard?
No.
I voted yes.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Alan? Teresa, are you there yet? Apollinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Mitchell? I can hear you, Angel. Uzel, no. Burden?
No.
No. Coleman?
No.
No. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Saba? Gray?
No.
No. Lane Ewart? Seven?
Wait, there were passes and people didn't.
This is Brian. I was knocked off the call. I'd like to vote yes.
Okay, I got you.
And passed.
Is somebody else trying to vote? What is that? Who's talking?
No, I said Dan passed. You didn't call him again.
Who is that talking?
I know. This is Dan. I'm going to vote yes. I passed.
Oh, Dan passed. Okay, I'm sorry, Dan. You're going to vote yes. Okay.
And Margie, you forgot Margie.
No, I didn't forget her. She didn't answer. Are you there, Margie?
Okay.
No answer. Nine yes. Six no's. Nine yeses and six no's.
Okay, That is not...
That's not a two-thirds.
Two-thirds either. Doing the new math here. Okay. All right. Thanks. Motion fails. All right. Are we done not amending and
no,
not
motion
amending?
The motion failed.
I know the motion failed. Thanks.
I'm sorry. If you... I'd like to question that, because if you get out of...
Oh, God.
Excuse me.
Okay, so 9 and 6 is 15. Two-thirds of that is 10. 10 to 5.
What?
Two-thirds vote, not
9
to
6. Now, what are you talking about?
2 times 6 is 12.
The people who voted 9 and 6, 15, two-thirds of it is 10.
Hold on. 9 plus 6 is 15. If you break 15 into three parts, that's three equal parts of 5. So 10 to 5 is a two-thirds vote, not 9 to 6. Am I missing something?
9 to 5 and a half. And this is
Summer?
Six. That's more. Six is more than five and a half. It does not pass. It's not a two-thirds vote.
Summer?
Yes.
Hi, thanks. Can you just have the no's read again, please?
I'm sorry, can we have what read again?
The no's.
Oh, sure. Mr. Secretary, the member is requesting that you read the no's. Can you do that, please?
Nine yeses, six no's.
Would you ask the secretary to read the names of those who voted?
I think she's asking to know who voted.
You don't need to vote twice.
I'm sorry?
You don't need to vote twice. 9-6.
I don't understand what she's asking saying. For the. She's asking who voted no. Were you able to check that down, or do we need to?
We don't do that. We don't do that. We can't. You know, we took the vote. Y'all make sure everybody was there. I guess you're waiting for Margie to get on now. But, you know.
I'm sorry. Summer, is a point of order?
It's time to go. It's time to go.
Hold on.
Summer,
point of order. Please, Richard. If the member wants to know who voted no, she can ask that. If you didn't note it down that way, that's okay, but we may need to... We don't recall the vote, but we do need to, if the member wants to identify who the no votes were, I believe she can ask to do that.
The no votes were mine, Richard, Rosenberg, Crumpto,
Burden,
Coleman, and Gray.
Okay,
Gray,
thanks. I missed you.
You know, sometimes someone can just ask for information. You can just provide the information without providing your opinion. I had five because clearly I missed
your
vote. That's why I asked for the names so that I could check my list.
Okay, folks, we do not need to argue over such pettiness.
But
please,
Summer.
No, I did ask what you asked. I asked to get the names. I'm sorry?
He doesn't get to comment on it.
Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Yes, this meeting is streamed, and such requests hereafter, I hope you'll refer them to people who want to listen to the stream and do their own counting. This is dilatory, and it's really holding us up. Thank you.
Next.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we've spent 51 minutes agending an agenda that was a continuation meeting, so we wouldn't have to spend time on agenda approval. So I don't know what to say, frankly. But now that we've done that, are there any more amendments, or are we good here? And we could can we approve the agenda as amended? So moved. No objections. Thank you. All right. There's minutes approval. Were the minutes distributed?
Summer? Yes. We were just, Madam
just
Chair.
A quick...
This is the secretary.
Whom were you recognizing exactly?
I'm sorry?
I thought I asked for attention before anyone else. There's only one
please.
Chair here, Richard.
One moment, asking. please. What is the member asking? What are you asking, Mr. Green? One moment, please. Okay, first I had asked Richard a question, which was, were the minutes distributed to everyone? Is that a yes?
The open minutes will not be ready today, so we can move past that.
The open minutes are not. Okay, so we're not doing minutes approval, so we will go to the first item in the agenda. I'm sorry, Ms. Roberts, what were you saying?
I just wanted to correct your math. We've been at it for 35 minutes. The call started at 8:46, so don't make it worse than it is, although it's pretty bad.
Thank you. I forgot the 16
member.
Minutes it took to get
I'd ask if you call the member to order, Madam Chair, because the time is just being wasted.
Okay, folks. So, shall we... move on here. Okay. First item on the agenda is something which was kind of irrelevant at this point, but we didn't take it off. So Wilkinson moves that the PNB shall have an exit interview with Andy Gold. It's my understanding that members on their own already had an interview with Mr. Gold. How do you wish to proceed with that motion?
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Ms. Bird.
Yeah, I would like us to pass this motion. I think it's important if there is a record of a conversation that it be official. The earlier conversation, if you will, was a rump effort, so I objected to that. And I still object, so I think we should schedule a formal exit interview with the board. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else to speak on this matter?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what she was saying.
She's supporting doing a formal exit interview rather than the informal one, which was conducted by certain members.
So is that in favor of this motion?
Yes, it is. Thank you. Sorry.
Anyone else wish to speak on this matter one way or the other? Okay, then we'll take a vote on it. Thank you. Okay. If you support having a formal exit interview with former counsel Andy Gold, then please vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, is there any objection to a formal exit interview with Mr. Gold? If there isn't one, then maybe we don't need to vote on it. Hearing none? Okay. Going once? Twice? Three times? Okay, very good. There is no objection to having a formal exit interview with Mr. Gold. I will take care of scheduling that with him. Thank you. All right. Motion B, re-post-employment interviews by directors. Rizal moves that the Pacifica Foundation Radio Board shall establish the following policy with regard to Pacifica Foundation Radio Board directors interviewing past employees or consultants. No current Pacifica Foundation Radio Board director shall interview a past Pacifica employee or consultant about that person's tenure with Pacifica Foundation Radio without prior approval by the Foundation's human resources agent and a majority vote of the Pacifica Foundation Radio Board of Directors. Mr. Uzel, would you like to motivate your motion?
I have a point of order.
Hold on one moment, Richard. What is the point of order, Dan?
I request that the chair move rule this motion out of order, as because if it passes, it would be an unlawful infringement and interference with the fiduciary duty of board members, for example, in cases of whistleblowers, and that if the board wishes to consider this motion, that it be referred first to counsel for an opinion on whether it's lawful.
Hello, this is Tracy. I just wanted to apologize. I had to leave the call for about 20 minutes, work emergency.
No problem. We are on Roman numeral 2, motion B. Mr. Uzel was going to motivate his motion. Mr. Siegel has asked me to make a ruling of the chair to rule the motion out of order. I am going to let Mr. Uzel motivate, and I will consider your request, Dan. Let me think about this for a moment, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Uzel. Did you wish to motivate while I give consideration to the member's request?
Okay. This is we have very few personnel policies that we really follow. And I think one of the things that has gotten us into a lot of lawsuits is people just going off on their own doing stuff. Now, we have director inspection of records, and that's done in with some procedure. And this is not restricting any director from doing this, but this is putting some procedure to it. And if y'all want to make the procedure less stringent or something, that's up to the board. But I think that it's important that we have some procedure when we do this stuff, not just willy-nilly down the road, you know, and wherever moves us at the moment. This sets some procedure, and I think it's something we need.
Thank you. Okay, Dan.
Carolyn on the stack, too.
Well, let me rule on Dan's request to me.
I did want to address that, if I may.
I'm sorry. Oh, the request that the chair make a ruling? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that it does not infringe. I disagree with Dan's point of view on this. It's not an infringement of fiduciary responsibility. In fact, we just voted to enable directors to do that. What it does do is stop ad hoc individual conversations which may in fact end up doing harm to the foundation ultimately. So I disagree that this is an unlawful infringement, because we just voted to enable the members to interview counsel.
Thank you. Okay. Dan, I'm not going to rule the motion out of order. What I would suggest is that if you think something else should be done with the motion, such as referring it to counsel or something of that nature, that you ask to be recognized, and I will recognize you to make a motion of whatever sort you feel is appropriate, whether it's a substitute motion or a referral motion or any other type of motion, okay, because I think I will let this go to a vote, but you're more than welcome to, obviously.
Central here, late,
to vote
sorry.
In and, no problem, Nancy, thank you. All right, Dan, so I'm not going to rule it out of order, but if you would you like to be recognized again since you may do something of a similar nature but in a different manner?
Yes, please.
Okay, go ahead. You're recognized, Mr. Siegel.
Okay. So we
make the motion
members,
first. Make the motion first, please,
well, not,
of whatever
I'm
you want to do, and then motivate.
I'm going to speak against Richard's motion.
Okay.
I don't want to, you know,
okay,
get
okay.
too fancy with procedure. You know, as board members, we have an individual responsibility to the foundation, and that's not subject to the political judgment of the board as a whole. And not, you know, making any aspersions about the board as a whole. But supposing one of us got wind that a employee at KPFT had resigned because she was sexually harassed by someone there. And we thought we'd better get on it. And so we came to the board and said, well, you know, I feel like I want to interview this employee, find out what's going on, move on. And the board majority, because they wanted to defend, protect the person who is alleged to have done the harassment, votes no, you can't do it. It might, you might say something to this employee that would help her in her case. Well, that's a bad idea. I mean, it's not only a bad idea, but I do believe it's an illegal idea. I understand that we've had a history of litigation, negative litigation. But none of that has come about because of a board member's action in speaking with a past or present employee. And, you know, if you can't trust me to, I don't know, talk to someone who worked for the foundation and they have a gripe to share, I don't know why we're board members.
Thank you, Dan. Anyone else wish to speak on this matter?
Benito.
Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, you know, I sort of see both sides, you know, and maybe what needs to happen is some kind of a friendly amendment or something. You know, on the one hand, I see the, Richard's point that there has to be some kind of procedure and there has to be some kind of limitation. I mean, people can't just go off and just do whatever the hell they want to do. On the other hand, I also see Dan's point, and before Dan spoke, I was thinking about this before the meeting, and I'm really concerned that, you know, about, you know, like, I forgot what the word is called, but the, or what the term is called, but sort of like a dictatorship of the majority taking away the rights of the minority. So... And that's not exactly the best example, but or the one I can think of at the moment. So all I'm trying to say is there are times, I think, that what Dan is speaking to, where people have to have the right, you know, to do what they think is right within reason and within some kind of parameters. You know, even though the majority might not see it that way. So we all I'm trying to say is I think we have to balance both needs.
Thank you.
John to the stack, please.
Thank you, Benito.
And Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay, John, and then Carolyn. Go ahead, John.
I would say that the board has the responsibility to act, and it acts in concert, and when we act in concert, we are exercising the highest level of our fiduciary responsibility because we're following the democratic process that is in place. It is by majority vote that certain things occur. So to encourage someone to do something otherwise is to allow 24 loose cannons, in my view, to do whatever they feel like doing and to act independently. So if there's an action that doesn't pass the board, then they just go ahead and do what they feel like doing. This is one case in which it was completely unnecessary to speak with someone individually when it was a motion that could very well have been voted on favorably, as it has been by the board, and therefore allowing everyone to exercise their fiduciary responsibility. So I would favor the motion, and I would be opposed to any kind of restraint on the board's ability to make those important decisions. Thank you.
Mark. Anyone? Carolyn Burden, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. The point is well taken, and I would point out there's a difference between people individually speaking to former employees, which I suspect people do without benefit of board approval, and the forming a public call, which is what the call in question was. It was not secure. It was not confidential. And it was a public interview, which was the board's prerogative. It was not one individual member, which Dan spoke to, exercising his interest or care in speaking to a former employee. It was a group, and the call was not secured. It was not confidential, which I think could bring harm to both the person being interviewed and the board members themselves. So I really would vote in favor of this motion. Thank you.
Brenda from the stack.
Go ahead, Brenda.
Oh, I think Brian was on the stack. I had heard.
I never heard Brian ask to be recognized on this matter. Did you ask to be recognized, Brian?
Yes, I did.
Summer, this is Heather.
Yes, Heather.
We have finished our 10 minutes for this motion, so I don't know if we want to continue having the discussion.
Benito, I would suggest 10 minutes.
Okay, you move for 10 minutes additional. Is there a second?
Second.
Who was the second?
Serena or Margie?
Margie.
Serena or Margie.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending 10 more minutes? And hearing none, go ahead. I'm going to take Brenda because I didn't hear Brian. My apologies, Brian, and then I'll go to Brian. Go ahead, Brenda.
So a couple of things. One is that after reading the stream of emails from individual board members objecting to this meeting, one of the issues that people had raised is that it wasn't a secured phone call. Now, it was sent out to the PMB listserv. And to my understanding, executive call-in sessions are also sent to the PMB listserv. So therefore, I would think that sending it through the PMB listserv would be secure enough if we do our executive call-in numbers through the PMB listserv. So for other folks who have said otherwise and saying that it wasn't secure, that's under their prerogative of whether or not they decided to forward that information to somebody who was not on the board. And that's it. Thanks.
Tracy Brian, for the stack.
Okay, Edward Seeger, followed by Rosenberg.
So I just want to say I completely agree that the best of all possible worlds is for the board to do a full interview, and I think the best way to head off any subset of the board doing exit interviews on their own is to just adopt that as an organizational best practice. I feel like a little befuddled by what's happening here, because members who just argued in favor of doing an exit interview with Andy Gold, when this came up a month ago, argued against even putting the question of whether to do it on our agenda. And if we're honest with ourselves, I think there wouldn't be that much support for doing it if some members hadn't indicated their willingness to do it on their own initiative. And ultimately, I think that's for a good thing. The other thing I'll say is I can envision circumstances where it would be important for some board members to follow up with a staff member in a way that couldn't involve the full board. For instance, if there's a whistleblower complaint against the board or against one of its officers, that's not something that can be heard by the board in full session. And it would be important for a board member to contact that person individually to figure out what's going on, to figure out how to proceed with it. So, yeah, I don't think we should be in the business as an organization devoted to free speech to tell members of this organization who they can and cannot speak to on their own time.
Yeah, Ms. Rosenberg.
Well, okay. I mean, it sounds to me like we're talking about a whole bunch of things, not all of which have anything to do with what we're actually talking about. What we're actually talking about is it may or may not be a practice of the board to have an exit interview with the council. And if someone felt that they wanted that to be the case, and I don't believe that we did that with Mr. DeAnda, then that's the motion that they could have put forward. But that's not the motion that was put forward. The motion was that was put forward was not a best practices motion, and the entity who put it forward didn't wait for the board to discuss it and vote on it before going ahead and taking an independent subset action. Whatever your feelings are about the best practice, I don't think there's any rational reason why it had to be done within a given 2-week period. So we have, you know, we have a scenario where either we agree on procedures as a group or we don't. And I think it's important, and I think the point of Richard's motion is to say that we do agree on procedures as a group. That's how boards operate. The second thing that I would say, and I think I thought that I made this fairly clear, is the Ring 2 system has operator controls that allow our technical staff to be aware if there are unrecognizable numbers on the line. So in other words, if we do have a security breach on a closed session, which has happened in the past, we have the capacity to understand that in real time. The problem with using a free conference line is that that is not available. And that was demonstrated by the fact that it took 5 days for there to be some discernment. There was an unidentified number on the line. It was not a security breach. It certainly could have been. That's all.
Whatever
Margie,
else? Margie,
back.
Go ahead, Margie. I'm going to ask Heather to take the chair here. Heather, I'd like you to take the chair for the rest of this motion, please.
Okay, thanks.
I'd like to say something, and I won't take it back until a vote's been taken. So, Margie, go ahead, please.
Okay. Let me correct all my past sins now and make a substitute motion, which is my substitute motion for Richard's motion is that it shall be – I object to Richard's motion because it's negative and it does many bad things. I think what we should pass, and here's my substitute motion, is that it shall be the practice of this board to have exit interviews with all – on Pacifica National Office employees who resign, to offer all this. I don't have access to a computer, Richard, so I can't send this in writing. Let me make it as clear as I can. My substitute motion is that it shall be the practice of the board to offer an exit interview to all Pacifica National Office employees who resign, employees and consultants who resign. That's my whole motion. And if I have a second, I'd like to speak to it.
You do have a second.
Bank.
Go ahead, Margie.
Okay, so we have a substitute.
Okay, thank you. So I think we should do this. And I thought we should do it. I thought we should have done it from the beginning. I was sort of startled that it was so hard to get this item on the agenda. And then when it got on the agenda, it just simply disappeared. And Andy Gold was pressing me about whether we were going to do this thing or not, and I told him we hadn't voted on it. And he said, well, let's just do it informally. And I said, fine. And I set it up. And I don't think it's okay for me to do that behind people's backs. So I set it up in a straightforward way. I told you all signed on. As for Tracy's charge about the 5 days, this really cooked my goose. I'm in Boston because I have a grandchild who was born this past Monday. So the call was on Thursday night. Friday, I was busy. Over the weekend, I got the call report. On Monday at 7 o'clock in the morning, my grandson was born. On Tuesday, I called the strange, unaccounted for number on the list, and the rest is history. Okay, so I have to say that because I feel like, you know, like it took 5 days. It didn't take 5 days. As soon as I saw the report, I knew there was something funny going on. in any event, and I agree with Brenda, it's ridiculous. You talk about secure. I'm currently in a house where there is a phone that has two extensions. I could have, there could be with me here two people who are not on the PMB listening to this call, could be listening to the executive session. We go into it. It really is. It's not secure in this. Nothing is particularly.
Margie, your time is up.
Okay.
Sorry.
Except we're all pledged to confidentiality and treating each other with respect and dignity.
Who else is on the stack? Summer, are you on the stack?
I am on the stack, but I'll wait. And if there are other,
no.
There was nobody.
Tom
but
on the stack?
But I'm happy
I'll
to
have
go
a,
after everyone else.
Okay, this is Tracy. I'd like
Hello?
To do a point of information about the motion, and if nobody else wants to talk.
Point of information, go ahead.
I was trying to get your attention, Heather, but I'll certainly yield to Tracy. I'll wait.
Thank you. Go ahead, Tracy.
It's a point of clarification about the motion and who exactly it applies to. Generally, general managers are report to the Pacifica National Office. Are they included in the motion? And technically, all employees work for the Pacifica Foundation and are paid via the National Office. So are we talking about any employee who resigns at all five stations? I think there needs to be some clarification about who the motion is intended to address, because if that were the point, the PNB would be doing exit interviews and nothing else. So could there be some clarification as to what employees or consultants are intended to be included in the motion and which are not? Because I'm not clear.
Okay, so
I'm going to ask for a response from go ahead, please. Go ahead.
So I intend it to apply to people whose employment takes place, or who work in the Pacifica National Office, or who are hired by the PNB, or either employees or consultants.
Okay, thank you. So I know that Serene. Now let me just tell everyone, we have now been 20 minutes on this topic. So if we're going to discuss it some more, we need to have an extension of time. Is there a motion for that, or do we go to a vote on the substitute motion, or what's the pleasure of the board?
I need to 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Vote. Is there a second to that?
3 seconds.
Second.
Any objections?
Yes.
There's an objection, so we need to vote. Who objected?
5 minutes.
Richard.
Richard objects.
I do the vote.
Oh, yeah.
So, Richard, we need to do a vote then on this, whether or not to extend for 5 minutes.
All right. Edward Steigert? Ryan?
Brian votes yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Abstain. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
Yeah.
Yes. King?
Yes.
Yes. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt? Mattia? Can't hear you. Rizan?
Yes.
Yes. Frumshow?
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
Yes.
Yes. Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Polinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Mitchell?
No.
No. Uzel, no. Burton? Can't hear you, Carolyn. Coleman? Can't hear you, Janet. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me, Janet?
Who is that, Janet? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was yes. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Gray? Oh, you're chairing. Are you chairing?
Yes, I'm chairing.
Okay. In that case, I'll ask Summer. What do you think, Summer? You have 5 minutes?
I could care less, quite frankly. I'm not staying.
Abstain. All right. Gray, I got you. Lane York. Okay.
Wait, Katia's here. I'm sorry.
Katia?
And I also abstain.
You abstain. Okay. Chin, Chichu, Chichu. Chin, Chichu. Motion passed.
Okay, so we have 5 minutes.